I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance,
cash,
operations, and other fields. Four and a half day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
What's not attractive about Currency? I mean, just take a big, broad picture of this and say, okay, whatever age. I think the thing we need to hit on also that Carson wants to bring up, it's like, well, this is just for people just coming right out of college.
Oh,
it's not.
No, nope. It's not.
Oh, no. Jake Sorensen can sign up for this.
Right now.
You got a good job, right, Jake.
Yeah, you have a good job, Jake. But if you feel like, hey, Jake, if you feel you need to go to Currency, I'm going to support you.
You understand?
I would bet Carson would let you do the show.
I wouldn't be as supportive.
You wouldn't be supportive? No, because he would still do the show. Carson would let him do
the
show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm supportive.
Still do the show, and right. Then he would take off right from here. All of a sudden, he'd put on a...
Jeez.
You have to show up in a coat and tie.
I could do that.
Wearing a coat and tie. Imagine every day doing it from a coat and tie. Imagine walking right out of here with his briefcase.
See
you guys tomorrow. I got to do some Currency.
My hands
Carson,
hurt.
Please, let's see if... Let's talk to Jake about this. This would be something to be unreal.
But your point is you don't have to be right out of college.
No. Guess what? You can keep reinventing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Like there's an idea.
That's aging gracefully there. Isn't
reinvent
God.
Yourself.
Well, now you just want to do aging gracefully.
Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't like, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to be a college football coach. Or are you going to do any sort of radio? Nope. Public speaking? Nope. And it's kind of like, okay, that's what's going on now.
That's right.
Yeah.
You reinvented yourself.
Like that.
Aging gracefully.
I don't know if I've reinvented myself, but I know this. Jake could reinvent himself right now like that.
Could you?
Think about it.
I think I could.
I think you could, too. I think you actually could. You just have to put a tie on.
Simple fix. I have ties.
Thank you, Carson.
Yeah. GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time for another edition of Head Scratchers. Things that were odd this weekend in college football, Bill. The floor is yours. What shocked you this weekend?
Thank you very much. Like that. And there was, and let's have a conversation here. Very shocked at this one. Iowa State 39, U of A 14.
Blowout.
I'm sorry.
39-14, Iowa State over U of A. U of A's got a good team. They have a really good quarterback. I thought that was going to be a whale of a game. I did. I thought that was going to be a 28-24 game down to the wire. And
smoked him.
Iowa State.
Yeah.
Talk about them, Steve.
Go to Casey's.
Are they undefeated?
They're undefeated.
What do they got next? They're 5-0. Somebody got to beat them.
5-0.
They're in that FS league now.
Iowa State is rolling. Rolling right now.
Rolling through the FCS league.
Want to watch a good quarterback?
Ooh.
Watch Rocco Beck.
Hey, they play at Cincinnati this week.
Ooh.
Iowa State does. Nice. One like that.
That'd be a fun trip.
And they're underdogs at Cincinnati. Cincy right now opens as a 2.5-point favorite against Iowa State.
Is that right?
Yes.
Illinois, we talked about this, 34-32. That was a head-scratcher to me.
Say again?
34-32, Illinois. Just how it all played out. The whole thing was a head-scratcher to me. That was unbelievable. This one got me. Duke 38, Syracuse 3.
Oh.
Duke 38, Syracuse 3. Syracuse beat Clemson last week. Just so you know.
Fran Brown. Did you hear what Fran Brown said?
No, I didn't hear it. It had to be great.
He said, no, it's a little dicey. He said, it seemed like they knew our plays. He said, I'm not saying there was anything wrong because it just seemed like they knew our plays.
Yeah, 38-3.
not again.
Now they had a change of quarterback, but the word was on the street was that quarterback battle went right down to the wire before it was won out.
Quarterback was.
Angeli?
Well, he's the one that got hurt.
Yeah, he's the one that got hurt. Yeah, so, but I don't know who the new quarterback is.
Look it up real quick.
Shocking result. Yeah.
This one I thought was a shocker also. K-State 34, UCF 20. 34-20. K-State kind of controlled that whole narrative of the game. They controlled the whole thing.
They couldn't. I'll tell you what the USF couldn't control is Avery Johnson.
Yeah.
He was good.
He was good, and Dylan Edwards was good. Yeah. Those two guys were really
Frosty's
good.
Frosty's team did make it a game late.
They did make a game late. And you know what it looked like? This looked like one of those games. It looked like right from the start, like, okay, this is just kind of a – a sleep at the wheel game.
It was
a little bit.
Sleep at the wheel. You could get tickets. Yeah. There's a lot of empty seats.
It was like, what, $21? Was it 50 yard line? Was it? Was
25 Jake? Bucks.
It was 20 bucks.
One of our interns went down there and paid $25 for a 50 yard line seat.
Yeah.
It's blood. Bill, I'm telling you, you start 1-3 about anywhere, it's going to get rough.
Somebody said something to me about, well, it's a tough place to play. I said, it won't be a tough place to play
on
Saturday.
It wasn't.
Northwestern 17, UCLA 14. That always will mesmerize me as a head scratcher. How UCLA can have the quarterback who was deemed one of the top, he was a 5-star out of high school. It goes there, takes Tennessee to the playoffs, and now they can't get a first down against Northwestern. They scored 14 points against Northwestern. They scored 14 against New Mexico. Mm. What is that? Cal 28, Boston College 24. Cal didn't score a point against San Diego State. They fly across the country, and beat an NFL coach. 28-24. Just mind-boggling.
Bill O'Brien.
This score like that just mind-boggles me. For the score is San Diego State 6, Northern Illinois 3.
What?
6-3. That's hard to do. That's hard to do. 6-3. Three field goals got mustered up in a game. What happened? This was the one that Shin Daddy, everyone's pretty happy with him because if you're betting with him, two out of three. But Hawaii, this one he missed. Hawaii 44, Air Force 35.
Whoa.
Air Force has lost it. They get beat by Utah State.
Troy Calhoun, come on, Troy.
It's not. I don't think he survives it.
I think for 20 years.
So Air Force is opening too?
I think Air Force will be opening. I do. For Hawaii to go there, to fly from Hawaii over there and put 44 points on Air Force. On a team that basically does what? Manages the clock.
God.
That was shocking.
That's odd. It's Timmy Chang.
This was the biggest one of the whole, biggest head scratcher. Virginia Tech 23, NC State 21.
Hmm.
They just fired their coach.
Hmm.
Virginia Tech fired their coach in the game. I'm almost sure was at NC State. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech beats them 23-21.
That was at NC State, confirmed.
At NC State, yep. A lot of scuttlebutt that Dave Doran also.
Okay, you know how many jobs we're talking about right now?
Is he getting fired? I don't know, but it's being discussed in inner circles of where they at. He's been there a lot. Sometimes you get that point, too. He's been there 10, 12 years. Where are we at? Where are we going? What's the,
His name came up prominently for the Nebraska job.
Yeah.
I would say he was Final Four. Final Four.
Gotcha.
It was an odd week. The ACC was odd this week.
No, I do. I said, gotcha.
I'm thinking
I wasn't in
Final Five, Final Four.
Stanford beat San Jose State by 1-2, 30-29.
Yeah, it was so close to being a head scratcher if this was San Jose State would have won.
So odd.
And I think they dropped a pass late that could have done it for them. Yeah, Stanford. Whoa. Wow. That ACC.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair, it's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
DC setup. And I agree that I do. It's hard for those teams, but I mean, those teams, like those four teams that are way out there on the West Coast. Like, I think there's a coast-to-coast one today. Who's going to Maryland next week? It's Washington, I think. Washington goes to Maryland.
After playing Ohio State.
Playing Ohio State.
2:30 kickoff.
So they got to fly all the way. I mean, you know what the flight is from Seattle to Maryland?
It's like
5.5-6 hours. To fly there.
It's tough,
Maryland's a good team.
It's tough duty.
Tough place to play.
Well, that's one to watch.
Just came off a tough game.
Oh, real tough.
Really tough game.
I imagine they got beat up a little bit in that game.
Yeah, probably some injuries, exactly. How do they get themselves together? It'll be something to see. Head scratcher.
That is another edition of Head Scratcher, sponsored by Computer Hardware. Go see Trip with the team just south of 70th in Lincoln. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Last week, 4-0 with the asterisk, of course, when, on Ken Shimmick Day. We didn't give a winner or loss that day.
Mm-hmm.
So the record overall is strong. 15-7, and I guess Rudy put one for the tie on that one.
Thank you, Rudy.
I like that. The tie is correct.
Today's topic is NFL stadiums. What teams play at these stadiums?
So you're going to name the stadium?
Yes. You tell me what.
Tell you what, do it from 1976 and watch it. Watch this just
better
rattle
chance
them
for
off.
You guys.
Oh, yeah. Four for four.
Yeah, four for four.
If you know your NFL stadium
Riverfront.
Sponsors, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Nick Down, Sip, and Bill and Trivia. NFL stadiums are topic today. You guys feel good about this. It was the 70s, but
70s
maybe not.
Get them all.
Maybe not current.
The
day.
Murph.
I think we feel pretty good.
I think we'll have a chance.
Okay.
Jake will have, he'll have two that are layups and two that are difficult.
That's obscure.
Obscure.
Neil, how do you feel about NFL stadiums today?
Okay. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Neil. Okay.
Neil, feels kind
Neil
of all right.
Sounds like the guy who takes my order at McDonald's. Do you work at McDonald's
Neil,
by chance?
Do you get Sipple's coffee?
Unfortunately, no. No, okay. I do construction.
Oh, construction.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, Neil. First
Spice
question
working
to you.
Right now, so don't give your last name, Neil. Yeah.
Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question. Neil, what NFL team plays at Empower Field?
Denver.
Oh,
brilliant.
Okay, we're in trouble. Me and Steve did not have that. No idea.
I thought that was Mile High.
It's Empire.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Mile Empire High. Field at Mile High Stadium.
Yeah.
Yes. 1-0 lead for Neil.
I see Sip. What we're doing here.
Bill is in play here. What team plays at...
Let's see what he's up
what
to.
What team plays at M&T Bank Stadium? M&T.
I'll need your help on this one, Bill. I don't know this.
It's been this for a long time also.
Oh, hints.
They're 1-3.
Oh, another hint.
Hints.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
I think I know
Jeez,
this.
Neil, give it a hint.
Can I take
a
guess?
Yeah.
Well.
I think I know, but I have a guess.
Oh.
Take it. I'm going to write mine down.
Wait a second.
Five.
They're 1-3?
Well, Neil gave you a hint there. Four.
I have the answer. If
Go you're, ahead.
I think I do. I think it's Baltimore.
Brilliant.
I did not know.
It's the Ravens.
Giants.
Neil, you gave a hint there, Neil.
I did know it. I did.
They the fell hint. To 1-3. Yeah, yes. You could have said they fell to 1-3 against
the
Chiefs.
They got
that
pounded.
Helped us a lot. Yeah. That helped us a lot.
They got pounded.
Lost
by
big
the
in Kansas City yesterday. That would have helped us.
Back to you, Neil, for the lead.
Neil.
Arrowhead.
What team, Neil, plays at
Kansas City? I'm going to lose my mind for Neil.
What team plays at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Neil? Oh, yeah.
Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Didn't know that either.
Yeah. You one. Didn't know that one?
I don't think
that
so.
That one got
because
me.
Because it's a college stadium too, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I should have.
Now, this is
okay,
for the
what
tie.
Am I doing?
Bill cannot help you.
He's
already
out.
Got that one. So, this is the fourth tiebreaker. What teams that plays at Raymond James
oh,
Stadium?
Oh, God. You just handed me it's one.
A, thank you.
It has to be the Buccaneers.
Yes. Okay.
Brilliant.
All right. How now, about that?
Raymond James is still Raymond James.
How'd that taste, Neil?
Yeah. Now, this went to you guys the other day. This would go to Neil, you guys go over under Neil's answer. Neil.
Get your pen.
There are only 31 stadiums because the Jets and Giants share a stadium. So of the 31 NFL stadiums, how many have a listed capacity of 70,000 or more people?
Hang on.
Of the 31 NFL stadiums, how many have a listed capacity of 70,000 plus people? Neil, this is to you.
How many?
Write down a number.
10.
He says 10. Oh. Over under 10.
So it's way under that. I'm going under.
Okay, we'll go under.
Under.
It's okay.
More than 10?
12 stadiums are 70,000 plus.
I wrote down
NFL.
15, so I wasn't.
I should have went with
I wasn't
you.
Right. No, I wasn't.
Because everything now in the NFL I thought was all, thanks, Neil. You got us.
Nice win, Neil.
I thought everything.
You're welcome for the tip. I saved you guys the embarrassment. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Neil took a shot at us.
I don't know what he said there.
Okay. Hey, Neil.
Call back and take a shot.
Hey, Neil.
It's okay.
Tell us where you're working at because you're should be out pouring some concrete right now and you're on the phone.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Something about a tip?
Neil, come back.
But anyway, I really did. I thought that was a slam dunk.
I was shaky on my thing. I was shaky.
12. So he guessed 12? 10. You just said 15. It was 12 right in the middle.
It's really hard.
I'm still blown away by that because all these stadiums think like the Packers are not over 7. They're like in this. Most are like in the 68s.
Let's see if I can pull up which ones have 70,000.
Giant Stadium has to be more than 70,000.
It is. That's the biggest one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and no. Jerry's World is the biggest. Okay,
well, I'll look it up.
I think Jerry's World is the biggest.
Let's do this. We got time. It's 8:05.
I did not write all of them down, but here we go. Okay. Here's the stadiums in the NFL that are 70,000
or more.
Plus.
Did you ChatGPT it?
Nope. Yeah.
Won't be Seattle.
Okay, here we go.
Won't be the Rams.
First up, MetLife is the biggest in New York. That's 82,500.
Okay.
Then Lambeau has 81,000.
Oh.
Look, Lambeau's that big.
Lambeau's 81,000.
I didn't know that either. I would have guessed more.
I'd have guessed like 69.
Jerry's World, 80,000 on the dot. Arrowhead, 76,416. Empower Field, Broncos, 76,125. The Panther Stadium, Bank of America Stadium, 74,000. The Superdome in New Orleans, 73,000. NRG in Houston, 72,000. Highmark in Buffalo, 71. M&T in Baltimore, 71. Mercedes-Benz, 71. And SoFi in L.A., 70,000. Everything else is
now
below
you said
that.
There's 31. There's two teams that share. You said the Giants and the Jets, also the Rams and the Chargers share, right?
Do they share?
Oh, I didn't say that. So it's going to be 30 then. 30 stadiums.
Oh, asterisks.
Asterisks. That would not affect. That would not.
Yeah, this is not. This game
anything.
Goes to
nope,
a tiebreaker.
Nope. I'm gonna push. It does not. Ken Schimmickday, sure, not today. Though. Neil, nice.
Yeah, we took an L today.
Yeah, Neil got.
I want to know what he said though. Anybody who heard that? What did Neil
took a
say?
Shot directly
shot?
At Rudy for the new movie Rudy 2.
Rudy
running through.
Wow,
the
why is Rudy back? Getting shots over here?
Running by Old Main out of English class. Sprinting with his baseball bat.
Hour three is next. Does the Big Ten actually want the Western teams in it? They don't think so. We'll discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.